Hi guys, it's Grady. Welcome to the Real Wine Wives podcast, your weekly dose of reviewing Real Housewives episodes with wine. I'm Grady, and I'm here again with my co-host, Allison.
Hi guys, thanks for coming back.
Tonight we are watching Beverly Hills, and it's our first episode, so we are about to start it, and we'll give you the recap on commercial. So take a sip of your wine, sit back, relax, and get ready to talk about the episode.
Okay, guys, we're back. So we just finished the episode. Do we know what the name of it was? Or
Let me see. The episode was called...
Might be that
one. Oh, shoot. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me?
Okay.
It was basically... all about going to the Boy George concert.
Yeah,
that we weren't too really into because it, I feel like he's an icon of like people like of the 80s or something,
yeah,
or the 70s.
Right. He's like, we didn't even know what the Idol guy was.
Billy Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not sure who that is. I think they're both singers, obviously, but clearly.
Not podcasters.
Not podcasters like our millennial selves, yeah. But. Basically, the whole episode was them going to the concert and how Lisa wasn't there, Lisa Vanderpump, and basically the comment that PK made to Kyle.
Yeah, basically.
What did you think about the comment
he basically said? Yeah, it definitely was rude. I think they were all drinking.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, totally. We saw how much they were pouring the tequila. So I think emotions were definitely running high. Mm-hmm. And then out in the parking lot, you know, I think Teddy should have not inserted herself, but Dorit did snap. I just think, like, everyone was drinking, and
yeah.
It definitely, if I were Dorit, I would have just been like, you know, I'm sorry, but, like, can we talk about this, like, tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Because how could you really get resolved?
Yeah, and the joke was not even that bad. I've heard so many more jokes throughout the franchises that have been really hurtful. And people get over them very quickly. So I think because of the drinking, they blew it out of proportion.
Right.
And it's really not even untrue. But I see where Kyle's coming from. That she, like, tried to defend her and Dorit and PK. And say, like, this is the whole reason why I even went over there and talked to her. Because it was your freaking dog.
Right.
So I see both sides. But I think she blew it out of proportion. It wasn't that.
Right.
Mean of a comment.
I agree. And in the going back in the beginning of the episode, do you think anything was even resolved between Denise and Lisa in their conversation?
No, she seemed just uninterested in getting back with the group and going on the camping trip. And I also feel like the camping trip is so overdone. Like, they've done the camping trip with, like, every franchise, and they just are the franchise that should not be going on a camping trip. Like, we've seen glamping, we've seen, you know, Orange County going to the RV and in where was it? Ojai or no? They went to, like,
where
Glamis.
Where did they go?
The
dunes. Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of overdone. I like when they go on international trips.
Right.
So I'm not really looking forward to the fact that they're going on a camping trip, but I think
What are they gonna do with Erica's glam squad?
Yeah, who's going to fit in there?
They're going to have to get their own RV.
And I love her, but if she mentions that she's on tour one more time, it's like, we get it.
Yeah.
You're on tour.
Yeah, it's becoming... We want to see more in her and Tom.
Yeah, more of her and Tom.
Less of her and Mikey.
Yeah. And I want to see more of Lisa Vanderpump coming back into the group.
Like, right.
How is it allowed that she just doesn't go on the trip?
I don't know. And I heard, too, that the Real Housewives of New York gets paid per scene.
Really?
So that's why they all film together. And I think that's what makes them good, because they're always, like, it's very few that they're one-on-one. Where in Beverly Hills, that seems like that's all it is. Like, they're just one-on-one talking about the same thing.
Right.
But I don't think they get paid per scene.
Wow. I don't know. I've heard that they get paid per season.
Yeah.
And that's why
New York's one of the only ones that's per scene.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That's why they all get mad if you don't invite them somewhere.
Okay.
Like, with the whole lobster thing, the clam. Oh, you haven't seen the new season, but yeah, yeah, where Dorinda isn't invited, and I'm like, well, she's out a few grand, like.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So. I know you get paid per season too for other the right. other franchises, and the longer you've been on, the more obviously popular
right.
you are. So I'm sure Kyle's making a ton per episode.
Yeah, and LVP Lisa too. Yeah, and
which is why it doesn't make sense why she just doesn't. Show up to filming. They said she stopped showing up to filming halfway yeah. through the season. So
I'm also oh
go ahead.
Yeah, no, I'm also curious to what was I gonna say?
I'm excited to see what's to come.
Yeah.
With the next few episodes.
Right. Oh, someone said that she's gonna have a spinoff of the Vanderpump Rules in Vegas.
Yes, and I also heard that the whole season with the dog is supposed to lead up to Vanderpump Dogs being
oh,
a show.
Oh yeah.
How there's Vanderpump Rules and then it would be Vanderpump Dogs.
I mean, I don't know if I can watch like the no. sob story of the dog and then their like stupid drama. I mean
yeah, stupid drama between the foundation employees,
yeah.
like, what's that gonna be about?
Yeah, yeah.
It's almost too much for
no,
me.
No, I can't do another Vanderpump spinoff. Yeah. And even Vanderpump Rules, I'm like, they gotta cut it off. Like,
yeah.
I've, like, watched it all up until this last season, and I'm like, there's nothing left. Like,
right.
all these girls hate each other. They all sleep with the boyfriend. Someone cheats. They get yeah. back to... It's just the same thing.
Yeah.
Recycled over and over.
I agree. It's very overused. I didn't think they'd make it past season one.
Yeah.
And they had so many seasons past that.
I know.
And my mom watches every season, but...
Oh, my God.
But...
Well, it's so interesting, because... And then I remember even, like, when I was watching it with Lala and her rich man, like, never knew it was Randall when he was married. You know the show You?
Yeah.
That redhead who was his original girlfriend, that's Randall's first wife.
The redhead who was her.
Remember his. Remember his original girlfriend that.
The show You on Netflix.
Yeah. Remember her? Girlfriend. They were like she died, and then she comes back in the last episode.
Oh yes, yes, yes.
That's Randall's wife, and they have the two kids with. Yeah.
In real life.
In real life.
Wow. Oh,
and
I
she's pretty young.
Yeah, she is young. Spoiler yep. alert for anybody that watched it, she comes back alive.
Yeah,
in the
sorry.
Last
like, I'll have to do a disclaimer here. Do not. But
that was
great
a good
show.
Series.
Yeah, I ripped through that like.
In eight episodes or 10 episodes?
I know. That and Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're all different.
So, coming up in the next few weeks, it looks like they're going on.
The camping trip.
And then I think they should... They already did their international trip, right?
Yeah, to the Bahamas. Season. That basically that resort paid for.
Right. And I know.
I was exactly. like, they're so rich, they can't...
I know.
But
so
I guess
I think
a good promo.
Will just be, like, local, staying local. Erica's show, probably.
Yeah. And then what was the fight between Camille and Teddy?
Yeah, something seems different there. Camille, this... season, I feel like they started her out as like this angel of like she's
right.
getting remarried and she's conquered all these things of divorce
right.
and then slowly but surely every episode they're kind of, I don't know if it's editing or what, but they're molding her into this person that's like two-faced and
right.
kind of flaky.
Which she almost, in the first season, remember, no one really liked her.
Yeah.
Like when
it's
she had the dinner party.
Yeah.
We have to do a podcast of rewatching some of like some good old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was
like,
a good one with Alison Dubois.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's almost like they're making her, at the beginning, seem like she's... Her wedding is coming up, I think,
yeah,
too.
That'll be good.
So they're making her, like, almost like a very fake character. I don't know. I've always liked her, but this season she does seem very Beverly Hills. Like,
yeah.
very fake
and
two-faced. And
she's only a friend of, so they
yeah.
gotta give her the diamond or, like...
Or get rid of her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who
and
would
I
you
want favorites.
See come back?
You know what? As much as I hated her, Brandy just brought the drama.
Yes, for sure.
Like, even...
She's coming up too. There's going to be a lunch.
Yeah.
With
that'll
her and
be
Denise,
good.
I think.
And honestly, I never really liked Yolanda, but I could even get her if she
mm-hmm.
could be a friend of. I wouldn't want to know all about. It just got a little tired with the Lyme disease thing. Like,
yes.
I felt awful, but I wish we could have saw the divorce. I wish we could have.
Yeah. I think her life is probably more fabulous now.
Yeah.
Too. She's like, all three kids are
right.
mega models, supermodels.
Right.
And like, I would like to see Adrienne come back.
Yeah,
I
love Adrienne. Sure. Yeah, Taylor Armstrong. Oh, she was good.
Where is she?
She was on Marriage Boot Camp.
Really?
With some rando. I have no idea. It was so weird.
I thought she up and moved to like some random
Maybe
state.
With him.
Maybe.
I don't know. But. Yeah.
So it's lacking drama.
Right.
This whole Lisa Kyle thing is just boring. I know.
Like, maybe, like.
They'll find their way back eventually. It's a silly thing to fight over. It's a freaking dog article. And, like, if she did plant it, she did. And I do believe that she
did.
Yeah,
I agree.
It looks clear as day.
I think with what Beverly Hills is lacking that the other ones do is, like, everyone just seems too proper to, like, really give it, like, the New York, New Jersey, even Orange County. Like, some of those girls get nasty.
Right.
And where Beverly Hills sometimes, like, won't stoop to that.
Because like
they hold themselves.
Pretentious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. They just want to let it
Where, like, die. Taylor Armstrong, when she went, like, you know.
Cray cray.
Yeah, like, that was good. When Brandy snapped. That's what made Brandy so good. Like,
right.
When her and Kim Richards. And Kim Richards clearly didn't give a fuck if she was
Kim
on
Richards?
All. Kim Richards? I'm slurring just like she did. I'm getting into character.
Kim Richards what? When she...
When she was just like drunk and yelling at Kylie yeah. and then befriending Brandy. Like, I just think all that was so good.
Yeah. And it was all real. Like,
yeah.
This seems planned. The
yeah.
fact that they talked about the dog on text with Teddy of bring it up. Create the season about this. It just, the whole thing seems planned versus those episodes were like raw and
right.
real that she like literally took her goddamn house or
right.
whatever.
Right. And I think that's what made Beverly so good. And
yes.
like with last season, it really wasn't. So I think
yeah.
they were like, we need to bring something to like,
to the table.
But when you know it's not like genuine, you know,
right.
or this was clearly planned or whatever, or Lisa wants her spinoff.
Right. It's like premeditated, mm-hmm. not reality TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need like, at least if it's going to be fake, like we need it more scripted. Like
yeah.
producers are gotta like, you know.
Yeah. I at my old job, I told you that the whole Housewives cast of New York came there. It was like,
oh yeah. Tell our listen, our one or two listeners this.
Our zero listeners. So I worked at the Mayflower Inn in Washington, Connecticut, which is the spa that the New York ladies went to. And I was working there at the front desk when they came. Never got any TV time. But they all were like super beautiful and super nice. But I remember literally they had a crew of like 35 people. And
oh
they said
my.
That they had like the largest crew compared to any franchise.
Wow.
But at one point, they came over and I said, like, how much of it is real? Like, really
right.
tell me what's real. There's producers everywhere. There's, you know, people with cameras. And they said 98% of it is real. But sometimes we'll go in and say, hey, you should go talk to her about this.
Right.
And
like,
so,
they give them what to talk about. It's
yeah.
just how it goes.
And
like.
It's suggested. Like, they don't put them in, they don't give them a script. They don't
right.
give them any specific phrases to say, but when I was there, apparently it was last season, they had like a major dinner fight
uh-huh.
and then the producers had said, you know, cut, we're done filming and we're gonna head back to New York. They were leaving the spa, but she goes, I think it was Dorinda, she was like, Dorinda, you need to go upstairs and talk to Ramona and
okay.
talk to her about
right what happened,
go into her room and talk about, you know, what happened and how to make amends.
Right.
So like that is stuff that probably wouldn't happen in real life, but they're still filming the real reactions.
Right.
And it is.
And they're like, they hit below the belt, some of them. Like
right.
especially with drinking. I mean.
Yeah.
But what I like about them is that they always make up and they'll always film together.
Right. Yeah.
So
it's interesting. We'll see what happens. But I'm interested
yeah.
to see Brandy coming to the dinner.
Yeah, that will be good.
I like Denise so far, but I think she's playing too, you know,
too
middle.
Goody.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
too goody right now, and I want her to bring some drama.
Yeah.
Maybe Brandy will.
I know. Yeah, that will be good. Or else, like, I like seeing Denise, but I would even see her as a friend of.
Yeah,
give
me
Camille
too.
The diamond. We'll see Denise and her hot husband here or there.
Right.
But there's
exactly.
no... Unless you're going to bring Charlie on, like...
Right. There's no real interest in storyline. And if she brings him up again, that's really all she has. Yeah. I feel like she's brought him up every episode.
I know. My mom, when she watches it, she's like, it's almost too much. Like, why do these people care? He's not even on it. Like,
and the divorce was years ago. Years. It's not even relevant. It's not like someone who just got a divorce.
Yeah, right.
And now she's on the show. Like, it was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's made a full recovery from his crazy days.
Yeah. Like, I haven't, heard anything.
Yeah.
From then, but I know, I think that's probably all she's kind of going off of right now. And
yeah, and you missed last week's episode, but Cram Richards made a special debut guest.
Oh, and so how'd that go?
She like didn't even really say anything on the episode.
Boring.
She was just in having dinner like with scene. Some guy, and she was in the scene. But I think she's like totally over it. But I would almost rather have her come back fight with Lisa.
Oh, Rinna, my God. Yeah.
Versus having Denise, who's just like mild.
I know. We need a little kick here.
Yeah.
Or should we go with Brandy? Maybe she'll come back for
hope so.
And maybe Heather will eventually come back.
Oh, I would love it.
I'd love to just see her house, like, even if they just did. Or make Heather a friend of, just so we can see her. Like,
well, Heather was Orange County, but she could fit in for Beverly Hills, for
she's
sure.
probably more of a Beverly Hills.
I would think so, too. She lives in Newport Beach, but they said... She said recently she's going to move to LA, but I would love it.
After the house? After they built that huge house?
After they built that house, yeah.
So. Oh my God. She should just be an architect then. Like, why waste? Ugh,
I know. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks, but I'm waiting for some drama. It's kind of reached a Lucy Apple Juicy
thing. I'm done.
It's like,
over it.
Beginning sparked my interest, and now it's like, okay, what's the real season about?
Right.
So. We'll see.
Okay. Well, stay tuned, guys. Thanks for listening.
We'll do the next episode next week.
I'll even see how to really post this. If you want to leave a comment, suggestion.
Send us a meme. Make fun of our voices.
Yeah. Try to see who's the boy and who's the girl here.
At the beginning, we were saying that I sound like the girl and Allison sounds like the boy. I'm like, hi, guys. And she's like, hey. So, see if you can decipher who's who.
Yeah, we'll give you a... Venmo you like 2 cents or something.
All the proceeds. Sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor us. It's fine. All right. Well, thanks, guys.
See you next week.
Okay, bye.